Just like that, we're back in the thick of another League of Ireland season. We'll get on to Derry City in a moment. Maybe first we'll focus on Finn Harps, a defeat against Athlone on the opening day, but then an impressive enough win over UCD at home last week. What have you made of the opening couple of games from a Finn Harps point of view, Declan?
Yeah, listen, I would say a steady start. Obviously, as you mentioned, losing away to Athlone, I thought the performance wasn't bad away from home. I thought Athlone were quite good on the night and looked dangerous in the attack area, you know. So, but yeah, listen, a big result last weekend. UCD, obviously, a team you fancy will be up near the top of the table, will be in the, probably in the playoff position, and a big result. Two wonderful goals as well by Harps. And I know that obviously UCD came back into the game and scored late on and put a wee bit of pressure on, but Harps held firm on a very heavy pitch. So listen, I suppose it's really important you won your home games and your first home game. You want to make sure you get a good victory, and that's what they've done. And a really good performance. I think they'll play better throughout the season, obviously. But yeah, listen, it's important to get off to a winning start at home.
And UCD are the kind of team that you would think, as you say, will be right up there in the mix for promotion, as they usually are. And maybe it's the kind of win that could get even more impressive with hindsight if UCD do go on and be a strong team in the league.
Yeah, listen, I suppose you don't really know how teams are going to go, but you're correct when you're saying UCD are always up there in the playoffs. They have good quality players. They cherry pick the best young players coming through the National League into the scholarship program that they have, so they're really talented players. Yeah, they do lose players as well throughout the season, and definitely come around July they lose their best players all the time, but they keep recruiting good players, which is how they work, and it's how what makes them so good. Yeah, listen, I think they'll have a big say in the league and the playoffs positions, obviously. But yeah, this was important for Harps to, as I said, to get off to a positive start at home. Yeah, and I know they've got a difficult match now with the Cove Ramblers, where the results last year weren't good down there, and Cove, you know, with the quality players have, that's a bigger task than the UCD that they played last week.
Yeah, and you alluded to the goals last week, Shawnee Bradley and Connor Turrish. Hopefully there's a bit more quality like that to come at Finn Park throughout the season, and it'll be great for the fans if we can see some more goals like that. They were brilliant, were they?
Yeah, absolutely. Connor Turrish, I don't know where he pulled that one from. Wonderful strike. I'm not sure if he scored a better goal throughout this whole season. Yeah, so, and Shawnee Bradley up top obviously was heavily involved in that goal, and obviously scored one as well, which is good for him, because he's under, you know, there's players coming in there now, they're putting him on there with better pressure. So it's good to see the young lads getting the opportunity, and then when they get the opportunity, they must take it. And what you would have to say is Shawnee Bradley's performance last week was very good, you know, up top, and you know he can play well and not score, but he was involved in two goals, so you know, a very good performance by him. So you know, hopefully we'll see the best of him this season.
So looking ahead of this week, always a tough trip down to Cove, but Harps will go down with confidence following that win last week. What kind of game are you expecting?
Yeah, as I said earlier, I think that our results down there haven't been great. Obviously it's on an AstroTurf facility. You know, it will be a good surface. So it's really important that you start off well. I think what we have done a lot down in Cove is we conceded goals early enough, and that obviously sets us back a wee bit. Away from home is really important. You set up your stall, be defensively good, defend well for the first 15, 20 minutes of the game, and stay in the game as long as possible, you know, and hopefully then you might nick one or get one up top to ease the pressure a wee. But you know, they've got really good players. Like, you know, I'm just looking at the players you're saying. Gary Buckley from Galway United was a Sligo Rovers, an excellent player. Wilson Aguero played up top last year for Sligo Rovers, you know. So they're signing Premier Division players that are playing in the First Division, you know. Shane Griffin's still there. They signed also Dylan McGlade as well. So they've got really, really good players, along with the players that they had last year. I know they lost Barry Coffey, who scored a lot of goals last year for them, so he is a big loss to them. But, you know, they've got real, real quality. And if you let them play, they will cause you a real, real problem. So it's really important that that Finn Harps play well, start well, and obviously, you know, grow into the game, and hopefully maybe nick the one. And you know, you never know. On a day, you nick a draw at least, you know, but it's a big, big ask, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say, if they can get something, even a point from Cove, I think it'd be safe to say that after a tough enough opening few games on paper, that would be seen as a fairly positive start with a couple of home games to come next. So a point wouldn't be the worst result down there.
No, absolutely. I would agree with you. I think if Kevin could get someone give him a draw now, he would take it. You know, so it's definitely one of those ones. But you just never know how the game's going to pan out. But you know you're going to be under pressure down there. So as I said earlier, you're going to have to defend well, and your front players are going to have to be very good in transition to cause them problems, to push them back when you are under a bit of pressure. But they're well capable of getting there. They're a big performance, you know. So this, you mentioned about the confidence from last week. You know, they'll gain confidence from that. They'll get in there and really good, you know, form. I know it's a long trip, fair enough, but there's nothing better to go down there and pick up a point and go back up that road happy. And you mentioned it will come down to, you know, how good Van Aert are at home and can they get the results at home. And they're the ones that will tell you how successful your season is going to be or not.
Yeah, elsewhere in the First Division tomorrow night, Cork City at home to Bray, Athlone host Wexford, Longford go to Kerry, and UCD are at home to Treaty United. A lot is made of how tight that First Division is, but it really is something else, Declan. There's not too many clear winners you could pick out of all those games at all.
No, that's it. The form's been up and down a wee bit, but obviously Cork, we fancy Cork to be probably the winners. You look at their overall budget, the quality of players. They haven't lost too many players that played in the Premier League last year. They got to the FA Cup final as well, you know. So, you know, they've got real, real quality players. So, and the strike force that they have as well, up top, they've got goals and abundance, you know. So Rory Keaton's back there, is back as well. So he's going to score a lot of goals up there. You know, so they have really, really good players. You know, you fancy them to be up there. But yeah, listen, you know, Farns out the window. Bray have recruited really well. They've probably got the best young squad of players in the country, you know, and an Astor facility. So they're fit and energetic, and they've got real, real talented players with them. So, you know, they're going to be up there, thereabouts. You know, we mentioned UCD will be up there. Obviously, Cove as well will be up there. So it's very, very tight. A lot of good teams, you know, and, you know, Wexford are capable of pulling out big results as well. So, that, you know, in any given day, if you're 10% off the form, you should be in, or, you know, you could lose, you know, and that's how close everything is. But you've got to be playing at a high level and high performance every single week in order to get 3 points or get a result away from home.
Let's move on to the Premier Division. Derry City have their fourth home game in a row. They welcome Waterford to the Brandywell. A win, a draw and a defeat so far for Derry. Declan, is it the kind of start you expected from the Candy Stripes?
No, I probably didn't. I probably expected, you know, to maybe have, you know, 3-1s potentially out of 4, you know. So, you know, you're expecting them at home, 4 games at home. It's a great opportunity to put out a marker to the rest of the league and to Shamrock Rovers. You know, you won your home games and you're sitting, you know, with 12 points. Like, but it's been a wee bit stuttering. You know, they've struggled a wee bit in games. Obviously, last week they lost to Bowes, but I've seen Bowes playing against Sligo Rovers, and Bowes are a really good team. And they've been excellent so far this season. Sam Todd obviously left there, so he's been very influential, and set himself and Pat Hickey, who have played really well in the centre half positions. But for Derry at the minute, there's a lot of new players coming in. They're just finding their feet. Some players are probably playing out of position and not sure if Tiernan knows his best starting 11 yet, and that will come with time, you know. So obviously they signed Barry Cotter as well from Barnsley this week to fill that right full area. They've tried other players in that position, so he will hopefully give them a bit more balance. Played with Shamrock Rovers and Sapats previously in the League of Ireland, so he knows the League of Ireland, so he will be a really good addition to them. As I said, you know, it takes time. You've signed a lot of players, they have quality, but what they need to do is they need to make sure when they play and they're brand new, whether they win every single game if possible, you know. So, but yeah, listen, I suppose the performances haven't been bad, but you know, if they can get 3 points against Waterford at home, which I think they will. I watched Sligo and Waterford last week, or Waterford were probably better than Sligo, but I thought that, you know, they lacked a wee bit of punch up top, so it'll be interesting to see how they play. But I expect Derry City to get 3 points for the weekend, and that'll probably make a big difference to them in regards to the table and points and a bit more confidence as well. But going into away fixtures coming up.
Yeah, I remember in our League of Ireland preview show before a ball was kicked, you referenced Derry and all the new signings they'd made. And even though you did fancy them to do well, you said if you look at the likes of Liverpool in the Premier League this season, it can take a bit of time for signings to gel together, and it's not a guarantee they do at all. Maybe there's a wee bit of an element of that so far with Derry City too.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I definitely think so. Your players coming back as well from England, and you know, and obviously the hype with McLean coming back as well. There are two McLeans coming back in, you know, so that sort of stuff, and it kind of plays up a wee bit and motivates other teams as well going to Derry. But yeah, listen, it just takes time to bed them all in. And as I said earlier, I don't think there's been players been playing out of position, and I don't think that Tiernan has played as strong as position and are played the players in the right positions yet, you know. So there's a wee bit of moving players around, and it's just not gelling the way it should be, probably, but that will take time. I'm expecting that to improve over the next throughout the next the season, obviously, you know. So, but yeah, listen, if he can get 3 points at home against Waterford, that'll paper over a lot of the cracks of last week. But by all accounts, I didn't see it, but it wasn't well worthy of 3 points against Derry last week. So they'll be looking to rectify that and get 3 points against Waterford.
Yeah, just looking to the other Premier Division games, Bohemians and Shamrock Rovers, I suppose, is the standout tie of the week, I think. A tricky enough one for the champions against the Bohs team, as you said, that have made a really, really good start.
Yeah, Bohs have been excellent, really, really good. I mentioned just about Sam Todd and Pat Hickey. Pat Hickey obviously signed from Galway. It was a 10 for Galway, now he's playing centre-half, and he's been excellent, really, really good. And they formed a really good partnership, himself and Sam Todd, two centre-halves, big, aggressive, good on the ball as well. Dawson DeVoy has been probably the best midfielder on show at the minute. He was just superb in Showgrounds 2 weeks ago. And Colin Whelan and Douglas James Taylor up top have been excellent as well. So they're really, really good players, working their socks off. Alan Reynolds has really hit the ground running with them. So I expect a big performance by Bohs. Will they beat Shams? You never know. It's a Dublin derby and these games can go either way. Shamrock Rovers obviously, you know, have two games through with Dundalk, obviously, a last minute winner, a draw, equalizer, should I say, for Dundalk, and not be happy. Shams will not be happy about that, you know. So, but we know the quality of players that Shamrock Rovers have, you know, signed obviously Andy Stevens, Jake Mulroney as well. He's been excellent for Surpass during the last couple of seasons. Adam Brennan, who he's signed as well from UCD, and he scored against St. Pat's and assisted against St. Pat's, a young lad. So he's up and coming. And Jack Byrne, obviously, if you can keep Jack Byrne fit throughout the whole season, we know what he can do, just keeping him fit, obviously. You know, Michael Noonan up top as well, Rory Gaffney, you know, so they've just got really, really good players. And, you know, that'll be a tight, tight game. You just don't know which way that one go. But, you know, and the form, current form of Bohs, I wouldn't be surprised if Bohs would be 3 points against Shamrock Rovers.
Yes, St. Patrick's Athletic play Dundalk, Drogheda United host Shelburne, and it's the Connacht derby between Galway United and Sligo Rovers at Eamon Dacey Park. Neither Galway or Sligo have made the greatest of starts, so that is already a big enough game between those two, Declan.
Yeah, it is. Probably thinking, you know, you're looking at Dundalk obviously coming up, have done really well, you know, so far, with 3 points and three draws, so they've been consistent enough. You know, you're looking at teams down that end, Waterford, Galway, Sligo would probably be down near that area of fighting relegation and the playoff position. So, yeah, listen, a big, big game, as you've seen, the Connacht derby, and Galway at home. Galway have done okay. They've lost, obviously, 1-0 to Drogheda. They had a penalty they missed just before, and Drogheda scored late on. And they do one each with Shelburne away, which is a good result for them. So, you know, and they've also signed a striker, Franz Pierrot, as well. So he will add goals, power, and strength into that area as well. So he's a really good signing, having previously played for Drogheda United up top. So he's a good acquisition for John Caulfield. So there will be a threat going forward for sure. Yeah, listen, these games normally there's not much between them. They always end up probably one draw or you know, or a 1-0 victory for one of them. So John Russell, obviously, yeah, listen, got a point last week away to Waterford. Performance was just okay. Obviously lost 2-1 to Derry City, and were well convincingly beaten by Bohs at home. So they haven't hit the ground running. So this is a big, big week for John Russell and his team. They'll obviously be looking to try to get 3 points out of this one as well. They've made a couple of acquisitions. James McManus, who was there last year, he signed on loan from Bohs for the season. So he's done well last year for them, you know. So, and Sean McHale, who's left side centre back's come in there as well. So they signed just before the transfer window closed. So you're going to see will they start or not. But yeah, listen, these games are always close, not much between them. Sligo would like to play, you know, through the thirds, Galway a bit more defensive, sit in a wee bit deeper and hit you in the transition and cause the problems. So, these games that don't get too many goals and they'll be very, very tight. So it could be a 1-1 draw or a 1-0 victory for either team.